Hello, everybody. Welcome to Last Call. This is episode 3. It's a nice warm day outside. Actually, no, it's not. It's pretty cool out. Today, we're going to be looking at rock star funk. That is, rock artists that have kind of appropriated funk for their own means and taken it in their own directions. There's many, many examples. These are my favorites. So before we get into that, though, we're going to start with a little PSA.
Hey, UMD students. Worried about possible sexually transmitted infections? Did you know that you can get tested for an STI completely free? The University Health Center is offering free STI testing events on the ground floor of the University Health Center. Go to www.helpumd.edu to search for upcoming dates. So go get tested and be a healthy Terp.
The aux is no good in here. That's nice. Hold on. We got it. So today we are looking at, of course, like I just said before, we are looking at rock star funk music. So this would be in the early 70s, lots of artists, lots of prominent rock artists, many who had begun their careers, you know, long before, they started to fade out and they picked up on the prevailing trend. And in the early 70s, this was funk music. And by the late 70s, this was really disco. Disco was the rage. So that's what we're going to be looking at once this works. And I do two-factor authentication. Fantastic. Great. We love that. Excellent. Almost there. We work through it. You know, we work through technical. Oh, here we are. Let's go. So we're about to begin. We're almost there. I hope everybody enjoys the little thing I've made for us today on this Friday. Everybody's doing finals. Maybe this will be some respite or respite. Still haven't figured it out, but we've got it, so let's begin.
take something to help me. Hope someone takes after me. There's always a change in the weather. This time I know we could get it together. If you would stay here tonight, that would be crazy tonight. Stay. That's what I meant to say, or do something. But what I never say is stay this time. I really meant to so bad this time. For you can never really tell when somebody wants something you want to.
Yeah.
You're listening to WMUC Digital College Park, once again. That was just Eminence Front by The Who, and then Stay by David Bowie, except it's a live Nassau Coliseum version from 76. It's coming in over the wire. They're telling me that Eminence Front was in the Stranger Things, apparently. That's sort of unfortunate. Yeah, I think it's just really good. I mean, it's with John Entwistle, you know, the best rock bassist to ever live, it's kind of strange that The Who never got into that kind of music until, what, 82? I mean, I think it's sort of grimly funny that as soon as they lose, you know, Keith Moon, their lead drummer, and they get the other guy, Kev, whatever his name is, Kenny, they get a guy who can play other sort of material. They do a funk song, you know. I mean, that was 4 years after, but... and Stay, this is a great version of Stay, it rips. I love this. The whole album's really good, and listening to Bowie live albums from different periods in his sort of evolution of eras is really interesting to listen to, because on the same album there's like a Suffragette City, and it's not done in like the Ziggy style, it's done in the kind of Thin White Duke style, so it's very rewarding to listen to each of these, even though they've been, you know, they've been released, you know, much later after they were recorded. I mean, Stage is the only one I know of that is, there's a couple other, Stage is the one I think of, but, yeah, those were two great songs, and let's start into the rest.
Okay, we're back again. Of course, you're listening to WBAI in New York, and this program is Labrish. My name is Habte Selassie, and we're speaking with Baba, or maybe Ras Baba.
Can I give a message? Hello?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, let's have some music now, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
You're right.
Black, an Englishman, can he win it back?
That was Lightning Strikes Not Once But Twice by The Clash from Sandinista, and then Trampled Underfoot by Led Zeppelin. What can we say? Lightning Strikes Not Once But Twice is kind of like, I consider it like a sibling of Magnificent Seven on the same album. And they are, I mean, they're these really funky, nasty kind of rap songs with the bass by Norman Watt Roy. And I guess a half brother would be The Call Up, but I mean they're great developments in The Clash. I mean this is like the way they went, and after this is the way they went in 81, and some members after The Clash kind of broke up continued in this direction, like Mick Jones and Big Audio Dynamite. Trampled Underfoot, I know I've said this is going to be my favorites. This is one I've discovered recently. It's pretty nice. I don't really listen to Led Zeppelin. If I want hard rock, I listen to Who. I listen to Bellboy. I love Bellboy. Greatest song. Probably Pete Townsend's maybe best song ever written, I think. That might be controversial. But let's get into the other ones, because I think we're running short on time.
Some Java.
So that was Java Blues by Rick Danko, and then Beef Jerky by John Lennon. That is, I just noticed this is two songs that are about slash feature foodstuffs. Very interesting. Java Blues is actually on Rick Danko's debut album called Rick Danko from 77. It's currently out of print, so I had to move mountains to find this release. But this is, and the album's actually featured in, I don't know if everybody's seen The Last Waltz. I love The Last Waltz. The concert movie about the band's last performance. Scorsese actually talks to Danko, and Rick Danko takes him in, I think, Shangri-La Studios, and he shows him a song from Rick Danko, the album, and it's Sip the Wine. It's not this one, but it's very moving. The movie's very moving, but that's just a particularly, like, he shows them, and they're sitting, and they're just listening to it, and I think I'm pretty sure they zoom into, like, Rick Danko's face, like, they push the camera in, and it's very arresting. And Beef Jerky is just a very fun instrumental. Well, they say Beef Jerky, but, let's get to the next ones. Hooray!
Treat me.
So that was Oh My God. And that's O, just O, like the letter. Oh My God, from Synchronicity by The Police. And All Right for an Hour by Rod Stewart from Atlantic Crossing. Anybody that says The Police, they're a CIA band, unfortunately. But if anybody that says they're a singles band, that is not true. That is false. They have at least one good album from recent listening. It's Synchronicity. I love every song on that album, including the one that comes after, Oh God, Oh My God, which is Mother. I love that one. If I had to pick a favorite, I think it would be Walking in Your Footsteps. Walking in Your Footsteps. Yeah. All Right for an Hour is good. Yes. We like that one. Here's two more. This is probably the last two of our night. I'll talk after these two.
Yeah.
So that was My Other Voice by Sparks from Number One in Heaven, produced by Giorgio Moroder. And then Don't Do It by The Band from Rock of Ages. I think Don't Do It was such a great ending because it ends the last waltz. Technically, it begins the movie, but really it was the last song they did, other than Greensleeves, I guess, played by Garth Hudson as everybody walked out. But, I mean, there it is. There's the semester. To everybody listening, thank you for listening. This was a lot of fun for me, and I hope to continue next semester, either in this show format or a different show format. So thank you for listening, and have a great semester. Have a great finals. Good luck on finals, everybody. I don't really have anybody because I'm a journalism major in cinema and media studies. So good night, everybody. Enjoy your nights, and happy listening to the No Dab. Top.